When does billowing winds become problematic? When it's deadly cold outside. It's windy now, billowing as well, but I cannot complain about the billowing winds yet. It's not deadly cold yet, much like I cannot complain about the difficulties in life at the moment, which I can simply leave out loudly as I am at the moment with this podcast. I am anxious, however much I have tried to prevent it, because I don't have proper care for what I call metabolic syndrome yet. Although the syndrome is pretty much, I've been there most of my life, and I realize that. But I may also develop diabetic complications from this, and of course the malnutrition I suffered enormously. But I don't know if it's here. Just a little bit of anxiety there. I am worried, as any human being would. Yet it is strangely unnerving that I'm faking my phobia while going through these things, because, you know, as I say, I have a high tolerance for pain because of who I am. You see, a conception of evil ample non-human animals that some people deserve pain and some don't, and that, you must agree with me, is unthinkable as thought. Unthinkable. Now, talking about unthinkable thoughts, we must talk about society and the intellectual in this new podcast on Schopenhauer's Cancers and my realistic natural life experiencing the need for these cancers in these horrible, horrible, horrible times. But let me put this amazing country first and speak about the politically dramatic nature of joy, for instance. I told you after the election that I have not experienced joy in 4 years. So a brief conception on joy should be first, without being as pessimistic as Schopenhauer. That is, I don't want to be as pessimistic as Schopenhauer, so I'm going to give you a conception of joy as I see it. Joy is a problematic experience to have in an alien world, is it not? It's like matching a ton of appearance with appearance, because if the aesthetic inner state you project as internal joyful state does not match the outward appearance you project, you have an authenticity problem. And when you're running for an election and you have an authenticity problem, you have a problem. I mean, if you know Trump, for instance, as the evil or he is, and then you know this good side and his bad side, which is what I actually looked at, you consider that other side that you've experienced. You haven't experienced before in his 4 years that you didn't see in the consequent 4 years of God knows nothing but expenditure, for instance. There is an authenticity problem. The matching and matching alongside the hype, for instance. And then you have a functionality problem. You have a functionality problem you need to be able to dilute the message with as effective. In other words, the authenticity problem and the functionality problem are parallels. You're trying to combine which are not combining. I mean, the majority of masses here needs to be diluted. I guess not enough people bought the hype for this election. Yet they knew as he screamed and shouted at the evil Trumbulls and still voted for him. You couldn't say they didn't know what we were doing this time. They knew very much what they were doing. Human dignity. There is great human dignity in the human will. Joy, again, on Schopenhauer, the pessimist. He believes it's rare. How rare? In fact, it directly equates it to mourning. You know that thing that happens when something dies? I know. Oh, God. Yeah. But, you know, philosophers. Even when their point seems crazy, they make a point. And if you're smart enough, you can see the wisdom in it. So, Schopenhauer in his own words. Joy is like the gold in the Australian mines, found only now and then, as it were, by the caprice of chance, and according to no rule of law. Oftenest in very little grains and very seldom in heaps. All that outward show which I have described is only an attempt to make people believe that it is really joy which has come to the festival, and to produce this impression upon the spectators is, in fact, the whole object of it. With mourning, it is just the same. That long funeral procession moving up so slowly, how melancholy it looks. What an endless row of carriages. But look into them, they are all empty. The coachmen of the old town are the sole escort the dead man has to his grave. Eloquent picture of the friendship and esteem of the world. This is the falsehood, the hollowness, the hypocrisy of human affairs. Schopenhauer also discusses fate, which I'll define here as the eventual climating outcome of a series of culminating events. At least that's how I see it, based on my life experience. My belief in fate is based on my adoption of principles of reasoned and rational personal spirituality is differentiable from mine. But note in his words that he is projecting fate in a futural sense. Also note his noteworthy distinction between fate and suffering and pain. His words. Fate soon teaches us, in a rough and ready way, that we really possess nothing at all, but that everything in the world is at its command, in virtue of an unassailable right, not only to all we have or acquire, to wife or child, but even to our very limbs, our hands, legs, eyes, and ears, nay, even to the nose in the middle of our face. And in any case, after some little time, we learn by experience that happiness and pleasure are a fata morgana, which, visible from afar, vanish as we approach. That, on the other hand, suffering and pain are a reality which makes its presence felt without any intermediary, and for its effect stands in no need of illusion or the play of false hope. If the teachings of experience bears fruit in us, we soon give up the pursuit of pleasure and happiness and think much more about making ourselves secure against the attacks of pain and suffering. We see that the best the world has to offer is an existence free from pain, a quiet, tolerable life. And we confine our claims to this as to something we can more surely hope to achieve.
My readers, I know that
American dreams can be grand, delusional, and illusory. But is a quiet, tolerable life too much to ask? What do you think about it? A quiet, tolerable life. What's that to you? Remember, there is yet an authenticity problem. Indeed, that authenticity problem. When the lacking inner state is met with an artificial outward projection, or vice versa, the artificial outward projection is met with the lacking inner state. These things can never be substantiated with mass delusions. Nope, I don't think so. But they can be masked by search. And you can, if conveniently, if that's what you want, go through life that way. I can't. Oh, I wish I could. No, I don't wish I could. I just can't. I'm bare, naked, and more. And so I'm able to do this. Tell you as exactly as it is. Against all the odds. And in true suffering and pain. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for being with Ideologics. The talent for liberty. However much you don't even see it coming. Please support the free Books for Life course. It is so worth it. No doubt.